If your friend did something you totally disagreed with, would you still stick by her? That's a question at the heart of The Distance, when B, a frustrated artist, turns up in distress on the doorstep of her oldest friend and confesses that she's had enough of marriage and motherhood. Hello, Fiona Gruber here, and I met up with playwright Deborah Bruce in London recently to discuss loyalty, morality, and dodgy love interests. She starts off by revealing that for some audience members, the central premise of her play stretches reality too far.
One woman said to me, well, have you actually met anybody who's walked away from their children? As if it was impossible that this person might exist. I've always been very interested in the way that we perceive women who don't naturally take to motherhood and how we sort of slightly solidify into a dynamic with a partner, and we don't necessarily challenge it, and situations change and circumstances change and we get quite stuck.
So B and her best friends Kate and Alex are obviously very, very close, but B's been off in Australia, got hitched, had a couple of kids, and when she comes back, obviously, her friends assume that she wants to have her kids, but she doesn't want to have her husband. And the shock when they discover that she doesn't actually want anyone, she wants to start afresh, is it sort of comes to the nub of women's perceptions of themselves and society's perceptions of women, doesn't it?
Yes, it's an alien thing for them. And it's a frightening thing for a woman to have made that choice, because it sort of highlights the fact that it is a choice. And sometimes I think it's a lot about parenting is incredibly difficult, and what keeps us moving forward is that it's a choice that we've already made and not one that we can change our mind about. And if we really love our children, that makes it absolutely possible to do anything. But I was just really interested in posing the question, what if you don't? What if you don't have that love? What if it's an ongoing struggle that doesn't get any easier, and you really truly believe that your children would be better off without you in their life? So I wanted to look at that. But I think in terms of the women's friendship and how that's affected, it's about when somebody that you feel really close to and that you feel that you share experience and opinions with makes a bold decision, it challenges your own decisions and it challenges the choices that you've made in your life in a way that can be quite unsettling.
So did you base any of these characters on people you know or the situation? Do you know anyone who has left their children?
No, I didn't base the situation literally on anybody. I've based the dynamic of those friendships on friendships that I have. I don't know anybody well who has walked away completely from their children, but I've spoken to people that in the research for the play that have done that and come across lots and lots of stories, and it seems to be one of the few things that I can think of that is still absolutely just very difficult for us to understand and to investigate why somebody might feel like that and to accept it without judging it.
That's right, because even, you know, if we look back at throughout history when women just had children because they had no choice, it was almost easier to walk away from your children then than now, when children are such a precious commodity and people try so hard and there is such a sense that it's a lifestyle choice and that you're winning if you have children and you've got the lot.
Yes, and I think particularly in the world of this play where there's a character who's been trying for 8 years to have a child and has just had a baby and is recently a mother and who just cannot allow into her consciousness the idea that somebody might give that up after all the work that she has endured to gain a baby. Yes, I think it's difficult for us to accept. And I think actually it's in terms of survival, it makes sense that we can't accept it. That if a mother doesn't nurture and look after her child, then we're in a difficult place. I think we need to know that that's a given.
And yet a father can nurture his child just as well. And the fathers in this do nurture.
Yeah.
How have audiences reacted? There must have been a huge sort of division between how people responded to this play.
It's had a really positive response. I've done several Q&As after performances of the play, and people have felt it very strongly. There's been a lot of people who I feel have been really happy that some of the negatives about parenting have been voiced, and have wanted to say, I really felt like that, I really struggled, I felt really alone, and I felt that I couldn't do it, and I was rubbish at it. And so a lot of people relating to the bare bones of what Bea is saying. And as you say, men walk away, and although nobody thinks that's a good thing, it's part and parcel of life, and we seem to accept it a lot more easily.
And it doesn't dehumanise the man. He's still worthy of love and respect, and yes, a full part of, yes, member of society as well.
Yes, and you can sort of move on and accept that it was a shame, but it sort of happened. Whereas it does feel that a woman who does the same is sort of monstrous in some ways. I mean, I think that's what you do when you write a play. I think you have a big what if, and I think that as an audience, it's very satisfying to watch something play out.
The mother who has left her children be is a frustrated painter. So are you also saying something about creativity and the tension between actually wanting to be an artist and having to look after other people, which, you know, the death of creativity being the pram in the hall?
Mm-hmm. I suppose I am. That's very much in my consciousness myself. I mean, as a director and as a writer and as a mother, I do think about all those things. I didn't set out to do that. But I think it's all in there because it's all come from me. And that's a very, that's something I think about and talk about and try and work out every day. Yeah.
The play is set in England in 2011 when huge riots took place all over London. So do you think audiences will get the political, social placement of this play?
I don't know. I think the specificity in terms of the riots in London, the backdrop of the riots for me were about unrest, something bubbling under the surface that suddenly overflows. But also in the play, one of the women gets a text from the council asking her where her child is. And this is a text that I received at the time of the riots. And the effect it had was a very startling moment of feeling socially responsible for everybody's children and responsible as a parent that in the sort of minutiae, we were all responsible for the bigger picture.
Well, Deborah Breeze, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
And The Distance by Deborah Breeze is playing at South Bank Theatre from the 5th of March. Book online at mtc.com.au or phone the box office on 03 86 88 0800. This podcast is part of the MTC Talk series. To listen to more episodes from the series, visit mtc.com.au/mtctalks or search for MTC Talks in the iTunes Store or on SoundCloud.